Thanks for clicking on the 13th episode of the Arizona Bees Podcast, brought to you by the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. It's a club for beekeepers in Pima, Cochise, and Santa Cruz counties. Will Fitz is the president of the association, and in this episode, he's talking about as it warms up, there's more chance of swarming of bees.
Absolutely, yeah. So because of the warmer temperatures now and the longer days, bees are feeling that urge to swarm. And so strong colonies with big populations are getting to the point where if you're not giving them extra space, they are potentially growing to fully occupy whatever cavity they're living in, and that would give them the urge to swarm once they start running out of space to rear brood and store pollen and nectar. The 1st of March through July is really the primary swarm season in our area. And because of how good of a winter we've had and the mild temperatures we're having, the swarm season is definitely kicked off at this point. The feral or Africanized bees we have in our area tend to be more swarmy or swarm more readily than more domestic European style lines of honeybee. So if you keep wild Africanized hives or if you have feral Africanized hives in your area, they're more likely to be swarming this time of year, where the more Italian or Carniolan bees are maybe not as eager to swarm, but they still will, in the next month or two, will very much swarm if given the opportunity and the conditions are right.
So we asked Will, what are some of the techniques to prevent swarming?
So it is a good idea to prevent swarming for a couple of reasons. The main reason is if you've got a nice, healthy colony that's thriving, when that colony swarms, the existing established queen leaves the hive and takes a whole bunch of workforce with her. So if you let your hive swarm, you're losing a good proven queen as well as a whole bunch of workforce. And so if a hive swarms between now and May when the mesquite trees bloom, it's going to hurt your honey production because you've lost, a hive is going to take a month to requeen itself and it has lost a bunch of workforce as well. So letting a hive swarm causes a hit to your honey production. Also, if you're keeping bees in a city or in a backyard area, when you let a swarm go, that swarm will likely create an infestation in somebody's property in your neighborhood, at which point they'll have to call an exterminator or a beekeeper to remove those bees. So in order to kind of be a good responsible beekeeping neighbor, you don't really want to send swarms out into your neighborhood where they can cause other people financial problems or potential danger. So it's good not to let your bees swarm.
So Will, what are some of the strategies to prevent swarming?
So there are a couple of strategies. One strategy is you provide them with extra space so they don't feel clogged or like they're overgrowing the cavity that they live in. So one, as a beekeeper, you can add additional boxes to your hives. You can also swap in drawn frames or undrawn frames into a colony. You can pull out a frame that's completely loaded with honey and replace it with a drawn but empty frame. And so the bees are able to then refill that frame with new resources or brood. And so just having space. So if a colony senses that they are running out of spaces to lay brood or places to store nectar and pollen, that's when they will say, hey, things are too crowded here. We need to swarm. So if you can give them that space so that they always have new frames to rear brood on and new frames to store nectar and pollen in, then they don't feel as crowded. The other thing, which I think the best way to prevent swarming is to split a hive. So you're basically beating the bees to the punch on their reproductive urge, and you split the hive before it can split itself naturally. So basically what you can do there is you split up the resources of a hive. You want to make, if you've got a two-box hive, you can put equal amounts of brood and honey and pollen into both the top and bottom box, and then you can pull one of those boxes full of bees off, move it to a new location, and figure out which box has the queen in it, and whichever box doesn't have the queen, you provide it with a mated queen, or you let it produce its own queen. But I think that's the best option because it allows you to keep the proven queen that you have while also doubling your, if you've only got one hive and you split that hive to turn it into two, you're getting more bees, which can then produce more honey as two hives, as opposed to letting the one hive that you have swarm and have to replace place, it's queen. So yeah, giving them space or splitting them are the best ways to try and keep bees from swarming. Mm-hmm. And again, if you've got a non-Africanized queen, they tend to be easier to manage with swarming because they aren't so naturally prone to swarm so easily.
So Will, when beekeepers are doing inspections of their hives, what are some of the signs that swarming may be imminent?
When you're going through your brood frames, if you're seeing your bees building queen cups or queen cells on the edges of the frame, that's a good indicator that they're thinking about swarming, because those queen cups and queen cells are there to build a replacement queen to replace the queen that leaves with the swarm. And if you do see queen cups, you want to look down inside of them. And if you see a queen cup that has an egg or a larva inside of it, then that tells you bees are already making preparations to swarm. They've already are rearing what will be their replacement queen. So if you get to the point where you're seeing queen cells with an egg or a larva in them, it's time to act and do something. Ideally, split your hive at that point to try and stop them from swarming. Good. So yeah, when you're doing inspections at this time of year, you want to be on the lookout for any production of queen cells, and then also what's called backfilling of the brood area. So typically, bees will not try and store nectar in amongst their brood. So whatever frames they're using to rear brood, when a brood emerges from a cell, those bees won't go in and fill those cells with nectar. They'll leave them empty so that the queen can come back around and lay fresh eggs into those cells. But when a colony decides that it's going to swarm, oftentimes when brood emerges from that brood area, the bees will not let the queen go back around and lay eggs in those cells, but instead will refill those cells with nectar. So if you're going and pulling brood frames and finding a bunch of nectar-filled cells interspersed amongst your brood area, that's called backfilling the brood area, and that's a good indicator in addition to queen cups that bees are considering swarming. So those are the two best signals to look for when trying to determine whether your bees are thinking about swarming and that you need to act at that point.
That's Will Fitz, president of the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association. And remember, the Southern Arizona Beekeepers Association has monthly meetings the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. For more information, go to southernazbeekeepers.org. Again, southernazbeekeepers.org.